An assassination attempt was made on former President Donald Trump, and now more than ever, I feel like he's poised to win this election. Hi, everyone. Welcome to the 12F Podcast. My name is Greg, your host. If you're new to this podcast, which you probably are because this is the first episode, we're all about discussing complex cultural, political, and even theological subjects, making them more digestible to the common person, all from a conservative and Christian lens. And I do hope that resonates with you. Okay, so on Saturday, a little bit after 6 p.m., Donald Trump was grazed by a bullet while he was speaking at his rally in Butler, Pennsylvania. I do have the clip here. I'll just play it right now for you guys who haven't seen it, which is crazy if you haven't. But here's a clip now.
And you know, that's a little bit old, that chart. That chart's a couple of months old. And if you want to really see something that's sad, take a look at what happened. Oh.
Now, that video is crazy. I mean, we just witnessed history. I mean, it's one of the most profound moments and, you know, within this past decade that has, I guess, stunned the world. It's just a crazy thing to see take place. But what's also crazy, though, is the area and place in which this gunman, this lunatic was shooting at, wasn't that far away from the podium in which Trump was speaking. I'll pull the map up here. If you're listening on Apple Podcasts or Spotify, come over to YouTube and watch, you know, the video. But here's the map, and it shows where the gunman is and where President Trump is speaking. It's about roughly 100 to 150 yards away. Not that far at all. That also begs the question, where was the Secret Service? You're talking about an elite task group, right? An elite task agency that is supposed to protect presidents. Elitely trained. These people, they arrive at the venue 2 weeks before the event even begins. It's just very odd that snipers weren't on the very roof that the gunman was on. It's just very odd. I don't know. It's very weird. And I'm not the only one that thinks this. Many Americans think the same thing. I mean, like I said, it's just weird that usually the Secret Service will be like, okay, if there can be a place in which someone could be hiding or prowling to take a shot at the president, we would rather be there. We would rather be in that space than a gunman. That's just a matter of the situation. They would rather be there before someone else gets there. So it's weird. It's weird. And many Americans feel the same way. Many Americans are asking the same questions. And this is something that the director of the Secret Service is actually going to have to answer for. And I think she's actually due for some type of, I don't know if they called it a hearing of some sort, but she will be answering questions very, very soon because it's absurd. It's absurd. It's genuinely absurd. The lack of a job that she's done as far as protecting a former president, who will be the next president. I mean, let's be clear, right? But I do want to also say the Secret Service women, right? The women on the task force of protecting the president of the United States, the former president. A lot of people have been talking about the women as far as the lack of a job they've done as well. But yeah, here's the clip.
Well, as the Secret Service rushed to get Donald Trump away from the chaos, have a look at the fumbling fumbleinas who comprise his security detail.
Did you see how she was fumbling her gun? How she couldn't even holster her weapon? That's not a good sign. Not a good sign. If you don't have the muscle memory to remember, okay, this is where my weapon should be, this is how I holster or where I holster it, that's not a good sign. How are you going to protect the president if you can't holster your weapon? It doesn't make sense to me. Doesn't seem to make sense to anyone else either, so I'm not the only one. But why can't we get back to a place where we just have men doing the labor-intensive jobs? Not to say women can't do them. I'm saying in a the task of protecting the president of the United States, do you really want a woman protecting you who's, you know, 5'6", maybe 140 pounds? Or do you want, you know, the 6'2", 6'4 guy, or, you know, 5'11 guy, or whatever it may be, who's, you know, 180? Who do you want? Do you want the beefy guy, the beefy man, the one that can protect you and, you know, force you down? The one who can forcefully help you up? Or do you want someone who's struggling? It doesn't, again, not, I'm not saying that women can't do these jobs. I'm just saying that it's a little odd that the Secret Service has elevated diversity and inclusion to one of its top three vision priorities in 2023 to 2027. It's weird. This isn't, you know, the post office or, you know, a Fortune 500 company. You know, this is the Secret Service, whose main goal is to strive for excellence, to strive for protecting the president. This isn't happy hour. This isn't fun time. This isn't Starbucks, where we want diversity hires. Bro. This isn't about that. This is protecting presidents. It's bigger than that. The leader of the free world. It's just odd. I don't know. Who would you rather have? A woman watching your child or a man? Preferably, I would want a woman to watch my children, right? I'm not going to pick a man to come watch my children. Women are natural nurturers, not men. Now, who do I want protecting my child from, you know, a gunman or, you know, some deranged lunatic? If I'm not there, a man. I want a man. I don't think that's too far-fetched to want. You know, that's not weird to want that. It's not weird for anyone to want that. So I don't think it's any different with the president why we wouldn't want men protecting him, right? If you can't holster your weapon, what good can you do for the president? It's just odd. It's an odd way of looking at things, because we would rather prioritize, in America, in the Western world, we would rather prioritize diversity and inclusion rather than what just makes sense, like, subconsciously. I don't know what it is with that, but we're just moving more, you know, closer and closer towards delusion and to be honest, just insanity. If this isn't a prime example of that with this gunman. But, you know, with all of that being said, what's even more interesting is that people saw the gunman climbing up the side of the building, prowling to set up his rifle. Take a look at this clip.
So we had a party here all day. You can see behind us at the Brinkles Farm and Greenhouse here. We had a party. And we all decided, hey, you know, when we hear Trump up there, we're going to walk up through the field, stand by the trees up there under the shade, yeah, and watch and listen to the rally, right? We couldn't see him, but we could hear him. So we walked up, and probably 5 to 7 minutes of Trump speaking, I'm estimating here, I have no idea, you know, but we noticed a guy crawling, bear crawling up the roof of the building beside us, 50 feet away from us. So we're standing there, you know, we're pointing at the guy crawling up the roof.
And he had a gun, right?
He had a rifle. We could clearly see him with a rifle, absolutely. We're pointing at him. The police are down there running around on the ground. We're like, hey, man, there's a guy on the roof with a rifle. And the police are like, huh, what? You know, like they didn't know what was going on. You know, we're like, hey, right here on the roof. We can see him from right here. We see him. You know, he's crawling. And next thing you know, I'm thinking to myself, why is Trump still speaking? Why have they not pulled him off the stage? I'm standing there pointing at him for, you know, 2 or 3 minutes. Secret Service is looking at us from the top of the barn. I'm pointing at that roof, just standing there like this. And next thing you know, 5 shots ring out.
So you're certain that the shots came from that guy on the roof?
100%. 100%.
And he was up there for a couple of minutes.
He was up
you
there.
You saw him up there for a couple of minutes.
Absolutely. At least three to 4 minutes.
And you were telling
yep.
the police and the Secret Service.
We were telling the police. We were pointing at him for the Secret Service, who were looking at us from the top of the barn. They were looking at us the whole time when we were standing by that tree.
Could they see
binoculars.
Him? Could they see him?
Probably not, because the roof, the way the slope went, he was behind where they could see. But why is there not Secret Service on all of these roofs here? I mean, this is not a big place.
Did you see, I mean, obviously everyone, when the shooting started, everyone was very panicked. Did you see what happened to him at all?
Oh yeah, they blew his head off.
Okay, sorry.
Secret Service blew his head off.
Okay, well, just be careful because we don't quite know who's watching, but you're pretty sure they shot the guy?
Absolutely, 100%.
Okay.
Yep.
You saw that happen?
Yep.
Okay.
Yep.
And did you see them go up to him afterwards or?
They crawled up on the roof. They had their guns pointed at him, make sure he was dead. He was dead. And that was it. It was over.
That's incredibly shocking.
The guy was on the roof right there. You can see the white roof right there.
Did you get a look at him? Could you?
No, other than he was in muted colors, tan-type clothing. We saw the rifle flinging around as he was trying to crawl. I mean, we saw the rifle, 100%.
Do you know about guns? Do you know what kind of weapon it was?
Oh, I absolutely know about guns, for sure. It was a rifle of some sort. I wouldn't know, you know, I wasn't close enough to read the label on it.
But a high velocity
weapon. It was a rifle of some sort. Yeah, absolutely.
So how do you process what you've just seen?
I don't know what to say, man. All I'll tell you is, you know, if I walked up close to there with anything that Secret Service considered a problem, I wouldn't be standing here talking to you right now. But I don't know why a guy who we're standing there pointing out to police and Secret Service is crawling up the roof.
And believe me, my friend, Americans are all asking the same question. All of us. A couple of quick things. Follow and engage with 12F wherever you get your podcasts. And if you don't mind, please take an extra minute to give 12F a 5-star review on Apple Podcasts or Spotify or wherever you get your podcasts, because it really helps the podcast grow. And if you want to, you can follow and engage with me on X, formerly known as Twitter. Like the video if you haven't already, and subscribe and hit the bell icon so you get notifications every time I upload. So I wanted to have a little fun here and show you the best TikTok that I've seen of Trump so far. We all know that the election is going to be very, very important, specifically on social media. I mean, it's just how everyone communicates nowadays, whether it's Facebook, X, Instagram, whatever you use. Best believe you're going to be seeing ads and all sorts of parodies and memes and whatever you may see. It'll be in regard to the election in November. So this is just something that I saw that I found to be super funny, but also really, kind of cool. But yeah, here's the clip.
President Trump looked at the Taliban leader and said this: I want to leave Afghanistan, but it's going to be a conditions-based withdrawal. And translated. And he said, if you harm a hair on a single American, I'm going to kill you. And the translator goes, and Trump goes, tell him, tell him what I said. Reached in his pocket, pulled out a satellite photo of the leader of the Taliban's home, and handed it to him.
Shut up.
Got up and walked out the room. Nigga.
Now, I find that to be so funny, like I said, but it's also super interesting because I didn't know that story prior to seeing that video. But you know something that Americans have seen within the past few days that really fires them up? This photo of Donald Trump actually getting up after being grazed by a bullet. I mean, this photo is phenomenal. This it symbolizes so much of what America stands for, you know, patriotism and getting up when you're down and striving for excellence and, you know, fighting even though you're faced with tyranny. It's the embodiment of what we want as a, you know, as a country and what we want from a leader, a president. So I really think that this photo alone, I think it's enough to beat Biden. Like, there's no one that the Democrats can put in front of Trump now that would make the American people vote for anyone else other than Trump. So, yeah, I think the election is lost right now as far as the Democrats, and they're probably crapping their pants because they know what everyone else knows. There's no way that Biden is beating Trump in this, you know, in this next election. Not possible. There's no way. And if somehow Biden does manage to pull it off, it was rigged. It has to be a situation of them rigging it, because there's no way, it's strategically impossible at this point for this man to win. So I guess we'll see. I guess we can't say anything definitively. We will see. Now, two more things before I come to a close here. There was a video of a guy predicting all of this, like Trump getting shot in the ear, all of it. I'm going to show you this clip. And again, if you're on Apple Podcasts or Spotify, I'm so sorry. You're going to have to come over to YouTube to see this, because this video gave me chills. Just take a look.
All throughout America, all throughout, and I saw Trump rising up, and then I saw an attempt on his life. This bullet flew by his ear, and it came so close to his head that it busted his eardrum. And I saw he fell to his knees during this time frame, and he started worshiping the Lord. He got radically born again during this time frame. I'm talking, people say he's saved now, but he becomes really on fire for Jesus, for what I saw coming. And then I saw people interceding when I saw him winning the presidency through great, the Lord showed me it would go clear into the summer. Great persecution would come on him through the judges and through the law and all these people trying to sue him and all this stuff. But there would be a stop to it, and their things would start to break free, come toward the fall. And then I saw him.
Now, you can think whatever you want about that video if you just watched, but there's no denying that this man had some idea from God that this was going to happen, because that video was posted 3 months ago. 3 months ago. The Supreme Court granted Donald Trump immunity. How long ago? Like what? Like a week or two ago? Not to mention, how would you know that a bullet would whiz by his ears and hit his ear? How would you know that? How would you know any of that? It's supernatural, man. I'm telling you, it sounds crazy. It sounds weird. It sounds crazy, but it's supernatural that this guy was able to predict something like this apparently from God. You know, this isn't just happenstance. Oh, you know, things happen. It's a coincidence. It's not a coincidence. It's not. God really does still speak. God really does still give prophecy to people, to proclaim to the world. He still does it to this day. He still does it. And if you're not a person who believes that, let this be your proof. Let this be your living proof that God is still working. He's still working. He's still revealing himself to people. He's still in charge. Nothing, and I mean nothing, happens without the say-so of God. It has to pass through his hands. It has to pass through his fingertips first in order for it to happen. God gives the final say so. So God is still at work. And I think we should just all be patient with whatever God is doing. However way God wants to move, he's going to move. And I think we just all need to be ready for that. Whether Trump is president or not, I think we all just need to be willing to accept what God allows and does not allow. At the end of the day, Donald Trump is not our savior. He's not our Messiah. Jesus is. But we still need someone to lead this country. We still need someone to get America back on the right track and follow God. Follow God and embrace God and his laws. We need someone to bring us back to that. And we're not going to get that from a president like Joe Biden, who's endorsing same-sex marriage and abortion and all these LGBTQ ideologies. That is not what God is looking for from a faithful generation, a faithful country, right? So, and we can get into that, you know, much, much later in, you know, further episodes as far as this podcast is concerned. But I just want to be clear, America was founded as a Christian nation. The minute we deviate from that is when we lose our anointing and our blessing. Let's be careful not to allow that. Let's be careful who we elect as the president, as our leader, okay? You know, this isn't something to take lightly. This is something that is very serious, and it has very strong spiritual implications if we do not pay attention to stuff like this. So lastly, I do want to read a quote from Donald Trump. He says, "Thank you to everyone for your thoughts and your prayers yesterday, as it was God alone who prevented the unthinkable from happening. We will fear not, but instead remain resilient in our faith and defiant in the face of wickedness. Our love goes out to the other victims and their families. We pray for the recovery of those who were wounded and hold in our hearts the memory of the citizen who was so horribly killed. In this moment, it is more important than ever that we stand united and show our true character as Americans, remaining strong and determined and not allowing evil to win. I truly love our country and love you all, and look forward to speaking to our great nation this week from Wisconsin, DJT." Wow. Wow. Wow, wow, wow. I sincerely hope that what we just saw in that prophetic video from that guy from 3 months ago, I sincerely hope that he was right about that ending portion of Donald Trump sincerely coming to Jesus and having a moment with Jesus and being more on fire than ever. I really hope that's true, because that is just the very thing that we need in this country. And I, along with many other Americans who profess love and faith in Jesus Christ, we know that to be true as well. We need God back in this country, and I really hope that comes to pass. So that's all I have for now. That's been it for this episode of the 12F podcast. By the time this video posts, it'll probably be Thursday at 3 p.m. And I'm aiming for a specific schedule, 3 p.m. every Thursday, every week. Like, subscribe, comment, even write "I'm a 12F listener" in the chat if you want. Engage with me down in the comment section. Love to hear from you guys on everything that I spoke about today. Thank you. See you guys in the next one. Bye.